Welcome, parents, back to the Poolside Pass Parent Podcast. We welcome listeners to Series 2 of the Parent Podcast from the Poolside Pass, these bite-sized podcasts for parents and their swimmers. We welcome our first guest of this Series 2 to Helen Bull of Level Water. Hi, Helen.
Hey, good to be here.
Level Water are the UK's only swimming charity to provide specialist one-to-one swimming lessons for children with physical and sensory disabilities.
Before we begin our topic, just a quick word from our supporters, Streamlined. Become a qualified swimming teacher with Streamlined in as little as 6 days. Learn at your own pace and be guided by our expert tutors. You can do your training face-to-face, online in real time, or a combination. Assessment can be in your club, using videos, or attending one of our assessment venues. We offer tailored, high-quality support. Quote the Poolside Pass for an extra 10% discount.
Our main topic today is we're going to be looking at the benefits for families in an open water swimming environment. And Helen has got huge wealth of experience on this subject. We just really like, Helen, just to start really with your journey, really, from kind of national swimmer to open water coach, if you don't mind.
Yeah, sure. My goodness. I'll try to fit it in as quickly as possible. So as you said, was a national level swimmer in my teenage days. I retired from competition at 19. I was more interested in beer and boys at the time. When I first retired, I went down the swim teaching, swim coach route, lifeguard route. Looking back, I think I was too immature for that sort of responsibility. So my career took me elsewhere. I left aquatics and leisure completely and moved over to Florida to work at Walt Disney World in Orlando. Had an awesome time there and ended up staying with Disney for nearly 10 years in various operations roles in Florida, in Paris, in London. I then spent 11 years with P&O Cruises, traveling the world on cruise ships. And then eventually got too old to travel, as I saw it, and came back into P&O's head office in Southampton. Yeah. By then, I was working as an HR manager, dealing with all sorts of complex staff issues. In that time, 20 odd years had passed, and I hadn't gone back into the pool at all, short of maybe holiday dips, things like that. I had no interest in swimming. I was then unexpectedly dealing with serious illness, and a friend suggested that I visit my local leisure centre and just try a little swim again. I was really quite anti it, didn't appeal to me. Rocked up at my local leisure centre, got in the pool, could barely swim a length, having not done anything for 20 years. But I really loved it. Mm. And that day, it sounds really dramatic to say, but that day was life-changing, that I then rediscovered my love for the water. In the coming weeks, I rocked up to the leisure centre a bit more, was swimming 2 or 3 days a week. You'd meet all sorts of crazy people at a leisure centre. And I bumped into a group of triathletes who encouraged me to join the local masters swim team, which I did. Still just falling in love with the water more and more. Was starting to do some competitions again, some open water events, some marathon swim events, anything that they suggested, I just went along for the ride, really. Mm. I had an opportunity then at P&O to take voluntary redundancy, which I did. And I was just going to take some time out, have some fun with the redundancy money. And then friends who knew I used to teach years ago had said, had I thought about being a swim teacher again? And I thought, going from a really corporate job back to a swimming teacher, I just couldn't see it. Yeah. But I did. I was trained with the ASA back in the 90s. Yeah. And I find it pretty horrific that you can be out of the industry for so long and come back and teach swimming with the same qualification. Mm-hmm. So I decided to upskill and did all my teacher qualifications with the STA, the Swim Teacher Association. Yeah. So did the whole portfolio of qualifications. By now, I was working at most of the local leisure centres as a swim teacher. I'd done my STA qualifications at the London Aquatic Centre in Stratford, the London 2012 pool. They had offered me a job as a casual swimming teacher. So once a week, I was travelling up from Bognor to go and teach a shift there. Everyone thought I was nuts. But when you get the opportunity to teach at the London 2012 pool, you don't turn it down. Things were going really well, and they were aware of my management experience. And somehow, it's funny how you just end up in certain places, isn't it? I then transitioned into a full-time role with GLL and became the aquatics manager running the whole aquatics program at the London Aquatic Centre. So did that starting last year and up until spring this year, when we all went into lockdown with COVID. And then since then, I'm gradually stepping away from that London role, and I've started doing some work for Level Water. It's a charity that I feel so passionately about. There's no other charity in the United Kingdom that fund swimming lessons for kids with disabilities. So I'm doing a lot of project work for them. Whilst we were in lockdown, I had itchy feet a little bit. So I thought it would be a good idea to then do my STA open water coach qualification. I'd also redone my Swim England level 2 swim coach earlier in the year. So as we come out of lockdown, I've just qualified as an open water coach with the STA. And I'd like to think that all these different aspects of aquatics can kind of help each other in that sense, that to be a good swimming teacher, I think it helps to have an understanding of open water and vice versa. So yeah, here we are in 2020, and I can't quite believe how far I've come, what I've achieved, having never planned to be back in aquatics, you know?
incredible. And you said, you know, just in our pre-chat, you know, you were coaching 40 lifeguards last week, so you know.
Decided
you're a qualified lifeguard as well, so
yes, I for some reason I just thought it would be a really good idea to train to be a lifeguard again after all these years. My main driving force with that was due to the health problems that I've got. I now use a wheelchair. And so when I swim teach, not in the pool on the side, I'm in my wheelchair. And in the early days, I was just very aware that parents were looking at me just in a curious way of, oh, my child's swim teacher is in a wheelchair, you know, is this okay? And I felt it wasn't a problem, and they didn't make it a problem, but I wanted to reassure them that if something happened, I could react. And it turns out, no one in a wheelchair had done the RLSS MPLQ and was a swim teacher as well. So I was the first person to tick that off. Incredible. And then I took it a step further. And knowing that there was no lifeguard trainers in the UK in a wheelchair, I decided to do the lifeguard trainer assessor qualification as well. So I can now deliver the lifeguard courses and go and assess lifeguard courses as well.
Wow.
I like to be busy.